we get things rolling by talking a little baseball as we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Ted Berg of USA Today. Ted, good afternoon.
Hey, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Wearing dad jeans today? Not mom jeans, dad jeans.
Depends on your how you would define that, I think. Unfortunately, they are a little tighter than me, tighter on me than probably most dad jeans, but that is for eating a little too much on Father's Day.
I understand completely. I enjoyed that, although then I began looking at my own jeans and wondering where I fell.
Huh.
It's a little depressing, but that's okay. I'm fine with it. And what about cargo shorts? Where are you on those?
Oh, I'm all about cargo shorts. You know, I know they're far out of style now. I don't know when that became such a stigmatized thing that you can't have convenient pockets anymore. But, you know, as I've said, the bulk of my professional need for shorts comes in spring training, and I got a lot of stuff to carry, you know, and I don't want to have to jam it all in regular pockets. So I'm going to keep going with cargo shorts until, I don't know, for the foreseeable future, because at this point, I don't really care if I look like I'm out of style.
No, I'm with you on that. Practicality trumps the style as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, let's talk a little baseball, and let's begin. Red Sox had an interesting weekend series with the Houston Astros and find themselves somehow tied for first place in the American League East, despite all evidence to the contrary. From outside of New England, what's the perspective on this, what we think of as an underperforming Red Sox team?
You know, I would say, I mean, from here, I would say things are looking up for the Red Sox, that they could, like you said, you know, they're underperforming, and I think that outside of Chris Sale, there's been certainly a lot of question marks in the rotation, but I tend to think they'll be a little bit better going forward on the pitching standpoint. They've got, you know, a bunch of guys playing okay offensively. No one really outside of maybe Betts that's been great offensively, but a deep team, a lot of good players. And if you look at the depth of the rosters, to me, I'm guessing the Red Sox are better built to hold up over the course of the rest of the season than the Yankees are, and certainly than the Tampa Bay Rays are, which is the other team above 500 in that division. So I think it's it's almost like you take the first whatever 70 games here and say, okay, well, maybe the Red Sox weren't quite as good and didn't look quite as good as you expected them to, but they've still got the same team they came in with. They've had some injuries, obviously, you know, all teams have, but you know, the bulk of their stars are still in pretty good shape. I know Betts caught a ball on the arm last night, but it seems like he'll be okay. So, to me, if you're picking today, you'd go the same way you would in April, which is to say the Red Sox are the team to beat in that division.
This Houston team has been scuffling a little bit lately, but they've still got, 11 and a half game lead in their division. Are they the best in the American League right now?
Yeah, I think they are. You know, if you're looking right now, I mean, if for whatever reason they decided the playoffs start today, they might be in a little trouble just because Keuchel and McCullers, their best starting pitchers, are hurt. And they've had a bunch of injuries in the starting rotation, but the offense is so good and so deep. And neither of those pitchers is expected to be out, you know, past the All-Star break. I think they're both expected to return before then. And they've both been great for Houston this year. So, you know, top to bottom, yeah, that's the team in the AL right now.
Minnesota Twins have been a great surprise this year, but very quietly, here come those Cleveland Indians playing very good baseball, 7 of their last 10, and now have themselves a two-game lead in the Central. And I would think that when we're talking in September, this will be the Cleveland team that we expected it to be this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Twins were a great story, and I think, you know, they've done enough already to show that they have a bright future. Miguel Sano has really gotten back on track after sort of an up-and-down season last year, I think. Finding a defensive home for him has been great, but I don't know that you can expect Ervin Santana to pitch like a Cy Young Award winner all year long, and he's come back down to earth a little bit. You know, they've got a lot of young talent there, but it's not their time yet. And you know, when you see a bunch of 22, 23-year-olds playing so well early in the season that, you know, the 162 tends to catch up with some guys, whereas the Indians are sort of the flip side of the coin, where they had a bunch of veteran guys who were underperforming to start the season, now seem to all be kind of pulling it together. And in that division, you know, that's a, I would say, pretty weak, especially near the bottom. So the Indians have the making of a club that can really pull away.
We're talking with Ted Berg of USA Today. I see in your new power rankings, the Colorado Rockies are moving up. Or is this a team that's for real?
I think so. And I got to say, I pat myself on the back here because, you know, if you're in the business of predicting baseball things, you're going to be wrong very, very frequently. And of course, I've been wrong about many, many things in my life. But I was all about the Rockies before the season. I picked them to win a wild card. And I'm feeling pretty good about it right now. You know, they've been good. They've been this good despite really not getting great offensive performances from a bunch of their guys. They've missed Ian Desmond for a big part of the season. He hasn't been great since he's come back. Trevor Story hasn't done what he did last year. Not that anyone expected it, but I think he's a better player than this. They've missed, you know, David Dahl, a guy that I think everyone was expecting a big year from. They've missed John Gray, the guy that everyone expected would be their ace, but that starting pitching has been so good, and obviously it's not something you really expect from the Rockies, and you know the ERAs don't jump off the page, but when you put it in context and you think about Coors Field, it's really been impressive. I think they're, you know, and I'm reluctant to go all in on this without waiting a little bit and seeing how long it holds up, but I think that the Rockies have sort of changed their approach, and they're they were a team that sort of went away from the curveball at many different times in their history, saying, well, it's not going to work in at altitude, so we got to just scrap that. I spoke to Bud Black in spring training before the season. He said, you know what, good pitching works at any altitude. And I think they've sort of focused on letting their pitchers be the guys that got to the major leagues. And I think that's helped a lot.
This Cubs team continues to struggle. Can they wake up in the second half and get out of this post-championship hangover they seem to be in?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think one big thing working in their advantage, again, is that the division has been underperforming. You know, outside of the Brewers, who were a surprise team, and the Brewers are fairly good. They've got some great starting pitching performances that I'm not sure will hold up. The Cubs, meanwhile, you know, again, a lot of young guys. Again, it was a team that I think everyone at the end of last season was like, well, here we go. The next 5-6 years, it's the Cubs. That's the team to beat. And you've seen, you know, Baez and Russell and Wilson Contreras, I guess, to a lesser extent, just sort of disappoint, especially Kyle Schwarber too in that World Series hangover. But a lot of talent on that team, a lot of depth. Still some guys coming up from the farm. We've seen Ian Happ and what he's done so far that I think can contribute. And I think that they're starting pitching for as veteran a group as it is, and you can start saying, well, maybe John Lackey, maybe this is the beginning of the end. Maybe, you know, Jake Arrieta is sort of regressing here. But I think all those guys have been – I think all those guys are better than they have been. And I think they'll step up. The bullpen's been good. And again, I just think that the route in that division is if they were in the AL West and they were in the NL West, sorry, and were playing like this, I would say it's probably over for them. But since they're only 2.5 games back of the Brewers, and since it is the Brewers, I would say, you know, to me, the Cubs are still the favorite there.
Speaking of predicting the way things would go, and you tweeted about this earlier today, if anybody out there in preseason predicted even half of the people who are currently in the top 10 in the Major League Baseball home run list, I want to go to Vegas with those folks.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I think someone looked up the odds after I tweeted that, and I think Aaron Judge and Eric Thames were both 100-1 odds to lead the majors in home runs this year. And the other guys in the top five, Logan Morrison and Justin Smoke, weren't even given the odds. So it's crazy. You know, something's going on with the home runs, and I've seen a lot of different theories about it. I was actually just looking at it this morning. Guys are on pace to hit maybe 500 more home runs than have ever been hit in a season before. It's a huge uptick. You know, and it's been trending up since the All-Star break in 2015. I'm reluctant to endorse conspiracy theories, but I'm beginning to believe that there was a change in the baseball. From what I understand, there's sort of a margin of error within which the baseball parameters can exist. So they can say, like, well, you know, it has to be within 5% of this tightly wound or this hard or the seams this high. And if you skew those a little bit, you might make a major difference in how the ball carries while still staying within those parameters. And I'm starting to wonder, know, whether on purpose or otherwise, if the balls changed a little bit. I don't know if you saw it, but Mark Trumbo hit a home run last night or yesterday during the day.
Yes.
That just barely got out in Baltimore, but he was under, like, it looked like a pop out, and it just carried and carried and carried, and that type of thing, and how often we've seen that this year just makes me a little bit suspicious. Actually, at The Ringer, my friend Ben Lindbergh put together a really good study of the ball and sort of came to the same conclusion. So I'm beginning to think that might be happening.
How enlightening was your conversation about hot sauce and more with Noah Syndergaard?
It was good. You know, it's a funny thing. Syndergaard is seems so built to be a megastar. And pitching is pitching. And so you get this guy who looks like he's going to be, you know, your next Nolan Ryan, the guy who might throw 250 innings a season and keep throwing 100 in the seventh inning and never get hurt. And then, you know, it seems like every time there is that guy, then that guy still gets hurt. And so it's sort of a funny juxtaposition, you know, seeing this guy, the way he looks and the way he carries himself and sort of the bravado he has. And then he too is, you know, while trying to make himself a star in New York, is doing it from the disabled list right now.
Ted Berg, you can follow him on Twitter at OG Ted Berg. And I say that because I love your baseball stuff, obviously, but the other things that you tweet about are fantastic. We do a tweet of the day every day, and I don't think a week has gone by when you don't make it at least once or twice.
Oh, that's good to hear. I'm glad to be appreciated. You know, sometimes I feel like on Twitter especially, you're just sort of shouting into the abyss.
Well, we are your abyss, if that's the case.
Excellent.
Ted, it's always great talking with you. Thanks so much. We'll do it again before too long.
No problem. Anytime.
Ted Berg, USA Today, here on Downtown.